morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is September 23rd, 2021. It is Thursday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan. So let's get your day going with a little magic. You may have remembered on Tuesday, I mentioned, oh, what a lovely summer shower we're having. It turned into a flood. So right after I finished recording, I had to go out. I got a text from my neighbors. They were like, move your car. And so I'm just going out, slushing around in the flood, moving my car. So I figured I'd update you on how that went. So our quote of the day is from the Busy Witch's planner. Healing is a matter of time, but it is sometimes also a matter of opportunity. By Hippocrates. Hippocrates? Is that how you say his name? I feel like that's correct. But I'm having a little hesitation, which tells me it's probably partially correct and partially incorrect. So, talking about tea, we're also talking about teas from the Busy Witch's Planner. As I said earlier, we share every month a new tea to just try it out, see how you feel. One of the teas we share is the Silver Needle Tea. So, what is that? Silver Needle is one of the most beloved Chinese teas produced in the Fujian province. It is only collected during a few days in early spring. From what I remember about this tea, from all of our past tea conversations, Silver Needle is a very, very delicate white tea. So if you are to use it in your tea adventures, you want to make sure not to pair it with anything that can be too overpowering. So moving on to some headlines, this comes to us from insidethemagic.net. Unlike the original, Hocus Pocus 2 won't film in Salem. And this comes to us from insidethemagic.net, written by Kristen Swenson. So when Hocus Pocus came out the summer of 1993, it did not get the reception that many at Disney were hoping for. The movie was about three witches coming back from the dead to suck the lives out of the children of Salem. Did not pull in the numbers Disney wanted. Even though the movie had a rough start, it is now one of the most popular Halloween movies Disney has ever made and has a massive cult following. The movie has become so popular that Disney finally decided to give fans what they've been begging for and is currently in pre-production on a Hocus Pocus sequel. Even better, original stars Bette Midler, Kathy Najimy, and Sarah Jessica Parker are all returning to reprise their roles as Winifred, Mary, and Sarah. The trio of sisters brought back to Salem, Massachusetts when a virgin lights the black flame candle. So, what really made Hocus Pocus special was the fact that a majority of the movie was actually shot in Salem, Massachusetts. Salem is the site of the original witch trials that have captivated historians and general public for centuries. While the original filmmakers decided that it would be best to shoot the movie in Salem itself, the sequel will not be filmed in the spooky area, but filming will remain in New England. So from the Boston Globe, multiple reports this week said production had begun building 1600s era movie sets in Chase Farm Park in Lincoln, where much of the second film will reportedly be shot. Production also has been securing permissions from town officials and law enforcement on things like controlled burns for certain scenes, according to the Providence Journal. Filmmakers are also making use of historical buildings like the Cranston Street Armory in Providence, which will reportedly be a soundstage, according to Rhode Island NBC affiliate. An executive director at the Rhode Island Film and Television Office told the news outlet that Disney is paying for an intensive cleanup of the facility as well as all utilities. He calls the production a very net gain for the state of Rhode Island, which we like to see. We like to see communities get paid for, because, you know, movie productions and TV productions really do put, like, the city out, you know, and the citizens are out, you know what I mean? So, like, it's really nice that, like, they're getting properly compensated. So, yeah, I'm going to throw this over to our Moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, September 23rd. The waning gibbous moon moves from the flames of Aries to the fields of Taurus by noon today. The moon continues its T-square to Pluto and Mercury here, but adds a square to Saturn to the mix. We are starting to solidify things today. We've pulled out the truths and are starting to face the consequences of those things that have been uncovered. It is nothing to fear. The universe likes things in balance. If you have been honest with yourself and others, all will fall into place. If you have been deceitful or trying to maintain a deception, that will be dispatched with and you will have to face the music. Either way, we will reach equilibrium by the end of this aspect. Your daily moon mantra is, you create your own fate by your actions. This has been your daily moon mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
This episode is brought to you by Chiffon Duncan Illustration. The artist behind the Witch Daily Oracle is now offering prints and cards at shifdraws.com/shop. SIOBH draws.com/shop. And just for our coven of listeners, use code WITCH at checkout for 15% off your order. Be sure to follow along on Instagram and TikTok at Shuff Draws for more spellbinding sketches. All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners. They want to remain anonymous. So I prefer to remain nameless. I'm having trouble communicating with my witchy friends face to face. When I express things like I have hurt feelings because of something they said and that or the way they were saying it, they turn it around, saying things like I'm not apologizing because you can't communicate what you feel or you are responsible for your emotions. I always apologize for my role in these issues. I'm a good communicator and I never expect an apology from anyone. This is supposed to be my friend and my fellow circle member. She claims that deity tells her things like so-and-so betrayed her or someone is casting curses, etc. This has become toxic. I just feel like when I try to make witchy friends in the community, they end up being like this. How do I avoid this in the future? Are there questions I should be asking when I meet fellow witches? I'm a longtime practitioner, 30 years. I literally just want a community and friends to practice with. Is this a bad thing? Thank you. Love the show. Okay. So there's so much here. So this isn't a witchy problem, right? This is just like making friends is hard problem. So there's a few things we can talk about here. And please understand, like, you know, we're only getting one side of the story. So I am going to try to give advice from multiple points of view. This does not mean that every point of view relates to this exact situation or this exact person in their exact relationship. I'm just sharing things I have noticed in my life and other people, et cetera, et cetera. So first thing we have to look at here is so often we don't tell people we feel a certain way until like we're super fed up with it, right? So I had this happen. She's not listening. So I had a friend. I have a friend who I love her so much, but she will sprinkle little judgments about like your space, or she's like a clean freak. Like it has caused issues for her in the past with other people. So I don't even know if she does it, but the entire time I've known her, she tends to sprinkle little comments here, little looks here, little judgments here on people's space, whether it be their home or whatever. And she doesn't just do this to me. She does it to like all of our friends. And as you can imagine, over time, that can get really stressful to her friends. And so what happens is, and this happened with us, is basically it was just one day, all of it had compiled, and I just freaked out, and I lashed out at her. And it's not to say that, like, I wasn't justified in my lashing out, but it's also one of those situations where maybe I could have said something sooner. Being like, hey, you know, this kind of hurts people's feelings when you, and I don't even think she knows she does it. She's just like that level of clean. It is so bad that it actually has caused many issues for her in the past with other people. So, but I lashed out at her and I think for her, she thinks maybe it came out of nowhere. Whereas in reality, no, this has been like a long time coming. So I think we also have to like maybe nip things in the bud before we be like, hey, like this really upsets me. This really hurts me. Communication is great, but we also want to give people the opportunity to like stop doing something that hurts our feelings. So that's one thing I want to say. Another thing I want to say too is that if you are communicating and you're very open and honest and you say, hey, just so you know, I didn't like that. Hey, just so you know, this is where I'm at. In this situation, or hey, this thing has changed, what's up? You're giving people the opportunity to know how you feel so that they don't have to guess, and then you're giving them the ability to like actionably do something about it. So let's just say you are an amazing communicator, right? You are a great communicator, you tell it like it is, haven't had any issues, but like you just keep running into people who are kind of crappy, which happens, right? I think at the end of the day, it's not about the witch community. It's not about this or that. It's just people. It's hard to find friends, especially as an adult, especially because we all get kind of set in our ways. We've all had our baggage. We've all been traumatized. Like, it's hard to find friends. So what I would do is just trust your instincts. If you have a gut feeling that like, hey, that thing they said was kind of snide, or hey, they seem to really talk crap about all of their other friends, wink, wink, they're talking crap about you too. Like, I think the secret is to not try to hold on to people who you're getting gut feelings about, or you're getting red flags about. I've done that. I will try to see the good in people until the end of the day. And I have a lot of patience. But when I finally get pushed too far, like I'm pushed too far. So trust your instincts. If you meet someone and they seem like, oh, this could be a friend, but then they're like, you start to notice little things here, there. Of course, don't completely drop someone from like a bad day they had. Like, everyone's entitled to be an asshole, like, once in a while, right? We all have our asshole moments. We all say things we're not proud of. But what's important is to see how they respond to that. I heard somewhere recently, there's no such thing as an unproblematic person. And it's true. We're all ignorant about something, right? And if we weren't, that's just impossible. Like, but the secret is, how do you react when you find out that you're maybe being an asshole, or you're ignorant about something, or You're hurting someone's feelings. And it's okay to get defensive for a second, but you need to then do the work of the relationship. Because a friendship is a relationship just like any other, just like romantic. And it's sometimes just as complicated, if not more so. So I always look at someone's actions. If I tell someone, hey, you're hurting my feelings, or hey, like our relationship has changed suddenly. Like, is there something I don't know? Like, is there something going on? And they either gaslight you or they just don't care, or they do nothing actionable. Like, they don't make an effort to try to fix the way they've made, not fix, but like, if you know if someone cares, right? Then at that point, it's just not worth the friendship, in my opinion. But it's a hard one. Obviously, this person just isn't for you, you know? It doesn't necessarily make them a bad person, but it just clearly wasn't a relationship you were supposed to have. But that doesn't mean you give up on finding friendships, right? Just, it's like any other relationship. Let it happen naturally. Don't hang on to people who are obviously, like, not fit for you. And then go into it. Try not to go into it with a lot of expectations. Go into it just wanting companionship or friendship or company out of it, you know? So I hope that helps. It might not have. I don't know. But I hope it does. We actually have a response. This comes to us from listener Raven Song. Raven Song says, I hope this finds you well and that you are able to return home. I want to respond to the question of the day from last week, probably 2 weeks ago, regarding depression and some books that I think may be helpful. I'm a witch who is a licensed mental health therapist and is also diagnosed with depression. I definitely feel that witchcraft has a lifeline for me at times when I have struggled. So she lists some books. I will put the list in the podcast description for you. The first one is Light Magic for Dark Times by Lisa Marie Bazille. It is a wonderful book full of spells, rituals, and practices that focus on self-care and healing. We actually had Lisa Marie on the podcast, and we are friends on Facebook. But I will have a link to the book. The next one is Paige Vanderbeck from the Fat Feminist Witch podcast, releasing a book in the next few weeks called Witchcraft for Emotional Wisdom. And I don't love sharing books that aren't out yet because we don't actually know. You know, but okay. Is releasing a book next week called Witchcraft for Emotional Wisdom, where she shares about how her witchcraft has helped her journey towards mental health and wellness. And then finally, Llewellyn is publishing a book that will be coming out in early part of next year entitled Empty Cauldrons, Navigating Depression Through Magic and Ritual by Terrence P. Ward. So yeah, I'll have these books linked in the episode description. All right, so let's see where we're at time-wise. We're doing okay. Actually, we have to wrap up this episode. So we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout-out to listener Kelly Zimmerman. Kelly, you charming, poetic dragon. I also want to give a shout-out to listener Elise. Elise, you glittery, fancy oracle. And then finally, Bia. You opulent, pretty pixie. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters, and I really appreciate you. So before we leave, we do have a card pull. Our card today is Ancestors. So this is about protection and guidance. Your ancestors are always with you. Oh, I'm sorry. This is from the Seasons of the Witch, Samhain Oracle. Your ancestors are always with you, protecting you. They watch over you and keep you from harm's way. They are present, telling you that it is safe to go forward and you absolutely need to. You feel them with you. They also protect you from things you cannot see, like someone trying to put a hex on you or someone who is talking about you behind your back. These threats never make it to you because your ancestors have protected you without you having to ask. They want what is best for you, and they love you unconditionally. Rest easy. You have chosen this card because you are being protected and guided, even if you can't see how. Everything that has brought you to here has been for a purpose. There is some lesson, blessing, or miracle in every situation you've ever faced, good or bad. Trust in those who watch over you. Know that there are thousands, maybe even millions, of your ancestors who have walked before you, sharing their love, wisdoms, and protection. Be sure to thank them, because you wouldn't be here if they hadn't walked their hardships before you. Many have lived and died, laughed and suffered and sacrificed so that you could be here. Honor your ancestors by trusting them to watch over you. Call on them when you feel alone or afraid to give your fears to them, allowing them to hold you as you walk through your path of life. All right, witches, that's all I've got for you today. Don't forget, any books, decks, headlines, sources, or anything else we referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. Hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.